It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoeshine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Shoeshine, episode 153. How's it going, Sam?
Great.
That's a good number because it's almost like 135 is a nice sequence there of odd numbers, but it's in the wrong order. So,
what's that Mew song? 156.
Yeah. Song rules.
So yeah, we're almost there.
I don't know if we've talked much about Mew. M-E-W. Look it up. Go listen to him. But
not the Pokemon.
I keep thinking. Like every day, I'll get a Mew song in my head. And I'll be like, I should be listening to them more, but I just don't have time to listen to them. It's hard listening to music now. Like I want to, but it's like since I don't drive, when the fuck am I ever going to listen to music?
I know. I never listen to it either. I never drive more than a minute. Well, you don't drive at all. I have to drive a minute to my office, but
oh, so you get a minute of music.
I got a minute. By the time I get everything set up in the car to listen to something, I'm like,
yeah, you can listen to a fucking what's his name song from the 50s or 60s or whatever. Is the guy that the best songwriter that died when he's like 21 in the plane crash? I can never remember his name. I don't know why.
Yeah, the Big Bopper.
Yeah, the Big Bopper.
Buddy Holly.
Yeah. You can listen Buddy Holly song on your commute.
Yeah. Maybe one Weezer song off the Blue Album.
same thing.
Yeah, it's same
thing. Very much Buddy Holly. Ah, man.
So we got a lot to get to. Lots of stuff going on. I have a little story.
Oh, okay.
So I've kind of told you before that I have a customer that comes in every once in a while that like, you know, we have a lot in common, apparently. This is this is a requirement, or not a requirement, like a, what's the word? Prerequisite?
Prerequisite, yeah.
For, like, being friends with somebody is having stuff in common. Huh. I mean, it is. I'm not saying it's dumb, really, but it's weird how that's a thing people are like.
Yeah.
Because he said, like, you know, we have a lot in common, like, we should hang out or whatever. And I was like, why? I don't.
you almost wouldn't want to have a lot in common. Like,
yeah, I don't know. If you find an exact clone
of you that's doing the same things you do, it's like, well, I'm already doing that.
Yeah.
But then again,
yeah,
I guess
that's kind of what it is.
Yeah, I guess it's people. Well, if you both play, I don't know, flag football, and then like you could play together or something. I don't know. Well, I'm not sure.
But I'm not like 10, so like I'm 37. So whatever I have that's my interest, I've got. Whatever the setup it is that I need to do whatever I like to do. You know what I'm saying? Like if I was on an island and it was like, hey, everyone's on this island and they're like, who's got stuff in common that could be friends now? Cause you don't have anybody. You're just, you know, all new, but it's like, I have, you know, whatever, most of the stuff that I want to do, you like doing. So that's pretty much, that's pretty much what I have set up. I don't really need anything more than that.
Also, you just work. So there's no...
I don't know what
things you're talking about, but yeah, sure.
Yeah. Oh, somebody's car is getting broken into.
God.
I was just thinking like, but also if we have stuff in common, then that means I don't have an excuse really to not, like once I accept that, once I let him in to like, okay, we're going to be friends, I guess.
Yeah, you'd have to deny it. No, I'm not into that. Just pretend you're into different stuff or something. Yeah.
I think for me, a new friend, a perfect new friend would be someone I don't have anything in common with. Because then I can, you know, when they're like, hey, do you want to do this?
Yeah.
if I feel like I do, I can say like, yeah, I'll try that out. You know, I don't really know anything about it. So then I don't, then I'm off the hook for like enjoying it or anything like that. I can just be like, oh, I'm whatever. But if something I don't want to do, I'd be like, oh, no, I'm not really into that. So, yeah, well, I don't know, maybe next time.
It's more, I guess for me, it'd be more like, is the person fun to be around? Like, I don't care how many things. They could be either totally in common or not in common. It doesn't really matter. Like, you know, it's like, are they fun to joke around with or something? That's all.
Yeah.
Are they nice?
Yeah. So this guy, he's just like perfectly fine. Like there's nothing wrong with him. He's not annoying. He's cool. Like funny.
He listens to the show. Hey, how you doing? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I don't think he does. but yeah, I don't know. It's like he wanted to play golf with us a few times and I was like, eh, it's like,
oh, let's do it.
I like our golf setup and it might be the same. Best case, it's just another, you know, but it's not really going
to
be
better. But worst case, it's like we can't make any of our jokes or something, or like it doesn't make sense to him or nothing. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm always looking out for this. I always think he's got to have something that is annoying. He just has to. And then once I identify what that is, then it's going to ruin whatever I'm doing. I'm one annoying thing away from anything being ruined. Given minute of anything.
Yeah, at any time, like, any event.
Yeah, it's just, I'm not proud of it, but that's just how it is for me. I don't know why.
It's horrible.
it is
a really
horrible.
Bad way to be.
Yeah, I wish I could change
still
it.
Still doing therapy or?
No, I haven't for
I
a while.
Want to bring that up.
Yeah, because there was one annoying thing about that. So I can stop doing it.
Yeah. You're making all kinds of like groundbreaking progress, and then it was like one thing annoyed you. Then never mind.
No, he had like some incense or something one time. Well, I was like, all right,
I don't blame you.
I'm not trying to go into a hippie like whatever that is. Just
yeah, I'm pretty sure like science doesn't need incense. Like you don't
I
or
hate
something.
Incense.
Yeah, it just God. That turns it into making it feel like it's some, you know.
Yeah, like we're gonna have
medicine.
A seance or like call our
like,
dead.
Shouldn't we be
like,
discussing doing some really like technical, like you know, work through my issues kind of thing? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm mostly joking about that. He did have incense, and I was like, ugh. But I just haven't had time. Like you said, I made an appointment, and then it was when we were going to the World Series, and you know, and I had to like I canceled it, and then I haven't gone since. But anyway, back to this guy. So he's also like generally somehow likes everything. Like he's into everything, which is weird.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh yeah, I'm into the UFC. And whenever everyone says they're into the UFC, it's like they probably watch like one or whatever and they know like two guys. And
yeah,
it's
like
not,
me.
Yeah, like you.
Yeah, I'm not really into it.
Like most everybody.
Yeah.
And so it's not that fun for me because I've like
I've
they
probably
don't
watched 100 of them, but I still am like, yeah, I'm into it. Whatever. I don't remember anybody's name.
But last night I had like you were busy and our other friend was busy and I was going to just buy it and watch it by myself. And I was like, all right, I really don't have any excuse. And he's like, well, I'll get the. Oh, he lives 10 minutes away, by the way. And
he lives at like, a McDonald's and like, you're still not wanting to be friends.
So I was like, all right, I'll go do that or whatever. And he has three boys, like two twin boys that are I forgot about this. He has two twins that are 8 years old that are just smaller Aaron Eckharts. They look exactly like Aaron, like a young Aaron Eckhart. It's amazing. They're really good looking kids. They're going to be, they'll probably be movie stars.
Yeah, they're going to have like a handful of roles that you barely can recognize or like know.
Yeah. Aaron Eckhart, mix them up with other people. Yeah. But it was like the most perfectly fine. Like it wasn't super fun, but they were kind of into the fights and the kids weren't annoying and you know, he had a bunch of beer and stuff. And but what I was going to say about it is like, so now that I've done that, like, you know, it's just going to be harder now to be like, nah, like if he invites me to something else, then I see, that's why I resist like adding a friend because now it's, I'm only slightly a jerk if I keep saying I'm busy or I don't do stuff with them. But once I do one thing, then there's no, you know, then if I say no next time, then it's like, I didn't like hanging out with him the first time.
It's like an indictment.
Just too much pressure having friends. I don't want to have any friends.
Yeah, that's
tough. It's because I don't want it. It's not, it isn't even really that they're annoying. It's just that I don't want to do stuff most of the time at all. I don't want to do anything ever, really. But I mean, I do maybe sometimes, and then I would be like, okay, yeah, I feel like doing something. But then The 9 times out of 10 I don't, I have to come up with an excuse.
I think you're just in a bad, well, maybe I'm projecting onto you, but I think you're just in a bad way right now. Like you.
Yeah, I am.
Because I think, dude, I don't know if it's, you know, it's probably different for you, but I was gonna say this, the fucking bullshit sun setting at 4 is, I'm dead. I can't, it's every year and I can't, there's nothing I do. Because also simultaneously with the, you know, the bullshit time change in the sun, it's dark at 4 o'clock. I've also gotten on this really bad sleep schedule and I keep staying up way too late. So I'm sleeping from like 3 to like 11 and then I wake up and then the sun sets. It's yeah. Like, I'm not feeling good.
Yeah. I didn't think about that. You're getting like 4 hours of sunlight a day. It's that rough.
And I'm not going outside. So it's not even,
yeah,
there's no sunlight. The sun does not exist for me and it's not, it's bad. But anyway, I didn't want to interrupt your thing, but.
Yeah, that's probably part of it. I'm having.
Because I feel like you used to enjoy, like, oh, have a game night or have a thing. Like, you used to do, and I don't know if it's just you don't have time or what, but, you know. Because I remember there was a time when I was telling you, like, man, I don't really feel like I'm doing anything ever. And you were like, oh, I love having game night. And I was just thinking, like, oh, yeah, we're kind of in a different, we kind of swapped on that.
Yeah, no, that would still be fun. It's just I don't have any friends anymore because I've ignored them for like 5 years, yeah. So they don't come over anymore.
Yeah, here's but, a chance for a fresh new friend.
Also, they just, you know, everyone has kids and just fucking yeah, that's everything. True. Can't do anything with kids. But anyway, what the other part I was going to say is after we watched the fights and everything, and oh, he had another friend over there who was another like perfectly normal person. I kept thinking like there's... I don't know. I'm not even joking. Like, it might be some weird anxiety paranoia thing I have, but I kept just waiting for like something to happen where I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, this is the thing that's weird about him. Or
you're looking for a way out.
Yeah, or something. And there was never anything. The whole his wife came home.
Oh, here it is. It's going to happen. Is something with his wife?
Yeah. No, his wife came home and she was like, I told you to put the kids to bed at 9 or whatever, like kind of yelled at him, but not like. It wasn't uncomfortable, like, ugh, you know, like, this is weird. More, she like knew, like, wife. People were there, so she said it kind of jokingly, but you could tell she was also kind of serious. So then they went upstairs or whatever, and this guy was like, oh, this is my friend Sam or whatever, and she's like, hi, sorry, I'm not usually such a B-face. So she was, like, actually funny. And then she was, like, doing all this stuff that was really fun, like, saying all these really funny things, and I was like, man, even his wife
be,
is really cool.
Yeah,
like, she was
with
super
her wife,
cool.
Or with the wife. That sounds
yeah. Cool. No, she was funny. And then, so he has a good job. I don't know exactly what he does, but he makes good money. And the other part of this is a separate part of the story now. So besides the fact that I have to have a friend now, which should be fun, there's no reason why I shouldn't
have him as a friend. So the end of that part of the story is there's nothing that got you out. There's no get out of friendship free card.
No, I should just do it, I guess. I don't know. I just don't. Yeah. I don't like having responsibilities at all for to have to do anything at any time. It's the worst. But anyway, so after that, yeah, the fights were over and the kids went up to bed and everything. And we were, you know, when after something like that ends, there's some stand around time or whatever, when you're just like, you don't want to be super rude and just leave. Well, I mean, you'll usually just run out the door the instant you're done. But
yeah,
like the standard thing, social thing is to like, you know, talk for a little while, whatever. So we went out to his backyard because it was dark. Obviously, it gets dark at 3, like you said. So I didn't even notice his house or yard or anything. It was a pretty normal house, but the backyard was like unfucking believable backyard.
Oh,
like
wow.
You walk outside, you walk out to the right, he's got this amazing wood structure, just a basic, like, you know, 4 giant beams that go up in a cover. But it's like this, he was telling me about some kind of wood that's like only grows, seriously, like only
rich
grows
mahogany,
in one part of the world. And like, there were these, arched beams on the top, you know, like on the tops underneath where the roof part was that were like just gorgeous, you know. And he was like, yeah, he's not like a bragging type of guy at all, but he was just like, yeah, I just really wanted to, you know, I spent a lot of time out here. And so I really, you know, I wanted to make this really nice. He's got like a full, one of those giant barbecue, L-shaped barbecues with two keg things.
Wow.
And like all these different knobs for kegs, and he's got 2 TVs that rotate either way, and like sound speakers built into the big structure. It's like a paradise outside, like ceiling fans. And then on the left side, there's another structure with a hot tub with TVs. And then they have like there's this, you know, just a really nice grass area. And then the top, there's like a horseshoe pit and a, what's it, a bocce something, or I don't know what the fuck. And another sitting area with all this stuff.
Did he do all this, or did he just buy a house that had all this bullshit?
No, he did all of it. And he was telling me, like, they bought the house, and then he was like, you know, I just wanted to do my yard all at once and just get what I wanted, because, you know, whatever. And so he said it took a year, and he had all this hassle with the contractors and had to almost sue him, and they finally finished it. But they did a really good job, and we're talking about how much it costs, and I don't know. You know, I didn't want to ask him, but he said something about part of it, the wood stuff and all that, was like $20,000 or something. It's like, Jesus.
Yeah.
But so this other guy, his friend.
Expensive. Shockingly expensive. Doesn't make any sense, but yeah.
Yeah. His friend was like, oh yeah, because I was telling him how our house is and I couldn't build all, you know, we don't, my backyard is like just a pool. There's nothing. Yeah. There's no room for anything. And his friend was like, oh, that's kind of like how my house is. And I just built this thing and you should come check it out. And I was just
damn it. Sitting. Another friend now.
Yeah, I know. Oh yeah. And he goes, that's the other thing is they're all trying to, it's not just that I'm going to be friends with this guy. They're all trying to get me into their friend group. Cause it was like,
okay.
He kept mentioning like, yeah, we rotate UFCs at all our houses and like, the golf game, like all of us play golf and we go to different courses.
You gotta give it a try.
No, I know it's fine. It's what like a normal person would be like, this is fucking perfect. Like some guys that are totally, they're good people. Like they're good with their kids. They're not, you know, he didn't beat his kids or say, you know, he's like a good dad and like hugging his kids before they went to bed. And they're just like two, it's perfect. But the guy was like, oh, you should really come over to my house and check it out. Cause you should do something like that. If you're thinking about it, I got the contractor, was really good. It's a local company. And I know the guy. And because I was like, yeah, I want to do stuff like this, but after my
wait,
pool
are
experience.
Do you have any sort of like your Russian intelligence or something? Like, are they trying to get something from you? Are you a double agent or something? Yeah, it just feels too.
That's what I'm saying. I was
set up. I think
what I was. Yeah, that's how I felt the entire night. Yeah. I was like, there's something going on. Like they're going to pitch me on a pyramid scheme. Or they'll find out that like there was cameras everywhere in the bathroom when I went to the bathroom and I'm being blackmailed or. I don't know. Like I was really thinking those things. I'm not even joking. And so, yeah, he's like, you really check my house and all this stuff. And, you know, because after that pool situation I had, I just don't want to hire anyone to do anything. Oh, I'd rather just live in this house till it falls apart. Yeah. It's a fucking nightmare. But I was also just thinking how like, oh, this is like a, you know how we always say like we're not, well, I don't know if you say it, but like I'm not a man, you know. I'm still not a man, but like when we were out there talking about all this house stuff, I was like, oh, I guess if I'm in this group, like, does that mean I'm a man?
Ooh.
If I like these are probably
it's a chance to be a man. You can like get a fresh start. It's a chance. You just, it's like, if you want to have a totally new hairdo or something, you got to like leave your job and go to a new job and just start the job with the new hairdo. And then you're fine. You know, like somehow people. Like if you change to be something, everyone's like, ah, you're not that. Don't even, you know, like if you and I change to have like a, actually I talk about this with Lydia because she always like part of her always wants to have an undercut, you know, like a, because it's fucking awesome. That hair
undercut.
Side.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. It's awesome. But Lydia's always like, I don't think I'm that personality or whatever. And I always, my thing is like always, yeah, if you ever go to a new job, just do it. And then first day, you're that. And like everyone will just see you as that forever.
Yeah, that's kind of what you have to do.
Yeah.
But with this, it's like, so they were talking about, they just had both of their things done. And they were like, oh, yeah, you're thinking about doing it. And I was like, yeah, I wanted to do a little cover. Because I wanted to do that anyway, a little cover over by the right. When you walk out, pool to the right, just have a little like a little barbecue cover thing. It's not that expensive, I guess. And I was like, yeah, I could afford to do that, I guess. And then I was like, so then I'll be one of the four, whatever. How many? I don't know how many guys are in this group, but we all like get our yards done together. Like, you know, I got, you know, like how, I don't know. This is hard to explain, but, you know, it's like we're all the guys that are doing stuff at our house now.
Bros.
We're like this
Your
little
yard buddies.
Yeah, something. And then it'll be something else. Like it'll be.
You can greet each other. Hey, yard buddy.
Yeah.
How's that barbecue thingy, whatever? Looking?
Oh, here, I'll give you a little tidbit that'll tie it all together. Maybe. So after that, he's talking about all, he's got all these, you know, he's got all the like smart gadget stuff. Like that, lighting
there's another
and all
one.
That.
Yeah. You all have to do those.
And he's like, and he travels a lot the guy, the main guy, travels a lot for his work, and he was like, yeah, one night I have this camera set up out here. One night when I was in Australia, I saw them, my two other buddies were in my yard, and I was like, okay. And he goes, yeah, you know, because we have this thing where like they'll come into my yard and they can fill up a growler off of my taps, you know, off of my thing. It's just like they're, wow, they're just like really good friends.
Yeah,
it's just like this weird.
I want to know what led to the opening in this group. You know, like there's,
yeah,
somehow there's an opening and they're looking for, you know, to fill that position or something. I don't know. Are they expanding?
Yeah, this also goes off of our thing a couple months ago with golf, how like I was saying, if you want to get a job, just start playing golf. Mm, like in some, yeah, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
like somehow the old this was through network. My business. Well, no, we were talking about golf too. And once someone is like, once these guys, it's like this, I don't know. I don't know if it's a
weird
California only or a bunch, you know, I don't, whatever.
Like this net, this particular network of dudes.
Yeah, it's like upper middle class white network or something. Yeah. I don't know what it is. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, yeah, golf people, like, mm-hmm, is you could just, if they identify like, oh, this could be a person in this thing, then you just like, you can't even say no. You, yeah, can't even get out of it if you want to. That's really weird. But, yeah, so they're just like friends that do stuff for each other and get along really well.
I think,
like,
some people are probably thinking you lucked out, you know, you I don't know.
Yeah.
You get,
it's weird.
It's, you're just not in a position to accept it right now, I guess.
Yeah. I just feel like it's gonna, I'll have to do something. Cause that's the thing, to be in a group like that, for it to work, everyone has to reciprocate, and that's why it works. Like, oh, I'll have this thing at my house, or I'll pay for golf this time, or you can get a growler off of my my custom kegs and my ridiculous, you know, $100,000 backyard.
Fill a growler.
Yeah,
that's a weird one. What, yeah, is the, so Dubuque, like, just, it's not sitting there, like,
yeah. It's not that I'm like, he has all this cool, he has all these different, dude, it's awesome. He's got two, so
yeah,
there's two kegs,
great,
you know, with the keg thing.
I can't wait.
He's got
to
this
go
collection of, what are they called? Keg tops, taps. You know, when,
yeah,
you go to a bar and they're all the different, each,
oh,
company,
like the
for
topper
beer
of it. Like,
yeah.
The, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, he has a whole collection of them. He's like, so whenever I get a different keg, if I have that one, then I, you, awesome, know, I screw that on the thing. And I'm like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I also have all these ones that, like, he's got ones that are from like Wrigley Field in Boston. He's a big like Red Sox fan. And, man, so he's like, they only serve this beer in Wrigley. And he's like, or not Wrigley. What am I talking about?
I don't know.
Wrigley is Chicago Cubs. What is the Boston one? Oh my God. I'm out of it. Anyway.
You're the baseball
the
nut.
The green monster, the Boston, whatever it's, yeah, called. Fenway. So he's like, you know, I can't get the beer, but like sometimes I'll put that on there. Just for it's like,
yeah, serve some
just
Coors
stupid
out of it.
It's just like stupid waste of money, but
yeah, it's middle-aged white dude stuff,
yeah,
to do. Like you don't, you're all out of stuff to do. And actually,
yeah,
I feel similarly. Like I, when it's with a kid too, it's just like, what am I doing? I'm just, mm-hmm, I got to find something to. I'm so on the edge. I'm taking this opportunity to stop playing because I beat Horizon. I mentioned, okay, Horizon the other week. And I very easily could just go on to the next video game, and that could be my life for another month or whatever. I could just go video game to video game. Or I could actually try to do something and, like, I don't know, just do an interesting project or something. And I'm running. So this is the week because I'm finally starting daycare. Me, I'm starting. I'm going to go to.
Someone's finally going to take care of you.
Yeah, I can't take care of myself. No, Phoebe's finally starting daycare. So I'm going to see if I can actually do something this week. We'll see. But yeah, I'm at a weird stage where, I mean, I have a few friends, and I love my friends. Like, I'm really glad I have them, but I don't, like, last night we went out, and I don't know if it's just, again, this weird lack of sun mood I'm in, but I'm not very good at being with friends right now. It was so hard. I couldn't even focus on it. Like, I didn't, and I don't know how much of it is just me. Like, probably most of it. But, like, also, it's just the things we want to talk about aren't that in common. Like, if they wanted to talk, you know, any of the topics I talk about on my podcast or something, I could talk about that all day. But it's like, it's always, the conversation is always some shit I don't care about. Is that most of you? Is it just me? Are most conversations just shit that you, yeah, you know? Is that
that's pretty much the story of my marriage.
Conversation and like we kind of have a common, you know, theater thread, except that they all do the shit out of theater and have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, and I just like a few musicals and have done them, you know. Like, there's nothing. I just like a few really good shows, but they have
a lot
like
of
the,
your friends are just like 100% theater stuff. That's all they do.
Yeah, they're funny and I love them and it's great, but I don't have that much to add. You know, this theater company is doing this show. This so and so is in it. Oh, and then it's just all things and people I don't know and don't care about, and so I just sit there, and like I really do. And what I like, I'm fine to do that, but then I just start feeling bad. Like I start feeling like, are they thinking like, oh, Thomas just sucks? Like he's just, what are they thinking? I mean, if I somehow found out that they're fine with me just sitting there and spacing out and like not even being present, and that somehow is like okay for them, then I'd be like, okay, we can just do that. But I don't, you know, like, I just feel like, I feel like it's extra bad now. Normally I can kind of work up something and kind of participate a little bit. But just with this no sun thing, I just am out of it. God, it's so bad. Fucking sucks.
What I was going to say too is that, when I have, like with you or with a couple of my friends, like you all know that I have like anxiety stuff going on. So if I can just say like, I just don't feel good. So, and you're not going to like hassle me or try to.
Yeah, I used to, but I figured out eventually five years ago or so that, okay, there's no there's no reason to do that whatsoever. I don't think I understood it at first, but go ahead.
But like when I get a new group of friends like this, I have two choices. Like I can either never tell them, like try to hide that from them forever. And then when I don't go I can't even imagine what other cool things that they're doing. I don't know. Like they probably have poker nights and kinds of stuff.
Dude, why don't we have a poker night? That is the ultimate middle-aged.
Well, I could get you in this. I'm pretty sure. Like we could our new
thing. Does the other guy golf? Do we have it? Because the only benefit to the golf thing is if we have a nice tight foursome, then we don't have to have any other fucking asshole like old. Because the random draw of the golf foursome is not good. It's like
it's not good.
Shitty, annoying old white dude who cheats. Like they just that'll be a good out. We can play golf with them. They'll inevitably start cheating, and then you can just not be friends with them anymore.
No, but there's no reason not to be friends with them. Like I bet you, if you hang out with them too, you'll be like, yeah, these guys are like perfectly normal guys. There's nothing. Yeah. I was gonna say I don't think they cheat, but they everybody does. So they definitely do. You know, at golf, but.
Yeah, we're literally us and the PGA Tour is literally the only people who don't cheat.
So either that or I can tell, which is not going to happen. If I felt comfortable enough to be like, you know.
Yeah, you got it. No, if you're not comfortable enough to just tell them that you have anxiety, then you need to just do that, dude. Because it's like if you had, I don't know, it's like a major. In fact, it's probably the biggest part of your life is your anxiety.
Yeah,
it's like
right now it is.
It probably determines your life more than most things. It's like if you didn't tell them about your job or something. It's pretty
much... but people, like 90% of people don't even get it. Yeah, so, that's true. And then if they do, what are they going to do? They're either going to be like, oh, yeah, I totally understand. Like somebody I know has that.
Oh, yeah, they'll be like, I get anxious. Yeah.
Like, no, I'm saying best case scenario. That's somewhere in the middle. Best case scenario is, I understand that. Yeah. And then I think best case scenario is they'll be like, oh, we should try to get him out more because that's what's good for him, which it is.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I'll get nagged more to do stuff, which is probably good for me. Like I probably should.
So now I see why you're resisting this. You don't want to get nagged. You really need a good nagging.
Yeah. Well, I do, but I get it all day, every day from everybody. It's just, I can't.
Just the wrong.
It doesn't
kind
really
of
work.
Nagging. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, it's the worst. But then again, when we were playing golf, it was like the best I felt.
Yeah, we
got to
get out there.
Couple years.
I need some sunlight. I'm dying.
Anyway, I don't even know what the point of any of this is. It's just weird, really. Yeah. This is all I can say. It's like I know I'm not resistant against it for any reason that I can really think of, but I just don't really want to do it. But there's no reason. Like it would probably be really cool to have a group of friends that are all you know.
Yeah. Similar. Well, I can. I have a little thing to talk about if you want to transition here. Dude, this is just a nothing. But do you remember any? Do you remember anything significant that happened? Not significant, but anything that I might bring up from trivia on last Tuesday? You probably won't remember. I was curious. I told Lydia, because I brought it up to Lydia like yesterday, and she's like, I don't remember that at all. And I was like, I guarantee you Sam will remember. You might not remember until I tell you.
Oh, yeah. I'm not thinking of it.
Do you remember a certain lady sneezing?
No? Certain lady sneezing.
You don't? Did you miss this entire thing? I thought for certain you would. Okay. So at trivia... I think it was like during the scoring period. I think it was kind of after he collects all the answers and we're just kind of sitting there forever. A lady started sneezing for eternity. It was just, how did you miss that? This is prime Sam stuff. Bathroom or something. And so I went through a series of reactions because this lady had a sneeze. It's amazing. I don't know if I guess men could have this too, but I think it works better for a woman because she had a sneeze that was a full yell, but because her voice is not, it wasn't, you know, it's not that loud. Like she's not, you know, if a man full like, you know, it's very noticeable. It was still very noticeable for her, but it's like this, I couldn't even reproduce it because she yells, but at a quiet volume somehow, you know, she had, you don't remember this?
No, her I must sneeze have been
was,
in the bathroom.
Her sneeze was literally, yeah. But picture that as like a woman, so it was kind of quieter and, you know, like somehow socially acceptable. And my first thought, because there's about five of these. Was her sneeze. About five of them. And I was like, this person, I couldn't tell who it was. That was the thing. Like somehow she was just making this noise without much of a physical appearance. And I was like, whoever this is just fucking, I don't know, asking for attention or something. Because it just never ended. It was a yell sneeze. And then after a certain point, I spotted who it was. And she seemed legitimately like trying her hardest to not sneeze. And then I transitioned. I was like, okay, maybe I was wrong. This is just how this person sneezes. But I don't, how could that be how you sneeze? Especially in public. I mean, I get, you know, you don't really have that much control, but. You kind of do, right? Because I can either sneeze and go, or I can just go, you know, like a quick, I kind of muffle it a little bit. You have some amount of control. But this lady, after I picked her out in the crowd, I realized like she seemed really concerned with trying to stop doing this, but she couldn't stop. She sneezed for fucking 10 minutes. Just forever.
How did I miss that?
I don't know how you missed it. I'm blown away at this. But also, like, keep in mind, it was quieter. But that was it was like that intensity of a yell, but quieter. I was getting ready to kind of marvel with you at that sound. But little did I know, you didn't even fucking notice. God.
That's weird. Yeah, I don't know what
you must have been watching.
I remember going to the bathroom waiting for the answers, but
yeah,
I was not. You like might I was have been gone for
part of it. Yeah. But I just thought it was so funny. It was like. At first, I was like, how can you not stop doing this? And then when I saw her face, I felt like, okay, well, I guess she really can't stop doing this. I felt
bad. It's weird that you mentioned that because I remember a couple days ago, like I usually don't sneeze like that, but I was on the couch watching something and I sneezed like that like three times. And
yeah,
I yelled like it was, I wasn't doing it on purpose or being like, I'm going to exaggerate this or whatever. I just did it. And then afterwards, I was like, why did I do that? It just felt...
Well, I do it when I'm by myself.
That's how I had to sneeze.
I'm by myself, I'll let it rip. But like if I'm around people, I can, you know, you can muffle that, can't you? I mean, can't you just stuff a sweatshirt in your face or something and just give it a
stuff your sorries in a set.
Yeah. But I don't know. Everybody has their struggle, and I'm sure she
hers is sneezing.
Yeah. But God, I wish I had a recording of it. It's so amazing to be able to do a perfect yell as you're sneezing. Like we
sneezing
can't...
is weird. It's like the ratio of the danger to your body to the sound or whatever or the what happens to you is so off.
Yeah,
it's nothing. It's like oh, there might be a little piece of dust entering the nose way.
Or for me, it's just like two of my nose hairs are like tickling each other. It's just nothing.
A sneeze should just be like, like that. Yeah. Like just a little puff of air comes out of your nose.
Really? Yeah, it should be that.
It uses like your entire. What is that?
Respiratory system.
respirations. respiratory system, like all of it flushes as hard as it can possibly go.
And what's amazing about sneezing is like, I feel like it's a pretty primitive, you know, like a lot of animals sneeze. It's something that brains figured out, like when they were barely brains, is this, okay, we need an emergency flush reaction. And like a fucking lizard will sneeze. It's weird.
It's it was just like throwing up and sneezing are the two things. We're like, the brain got the throw up thing for stomach stuff.
Yeah.
Anything related to breathing or air.
Just emergency is get stuff out of me. It's just.
And then hiccups were just some sort of weird.
Yeah, what is hiccups? I don't get what that
in between
is.
Mistake.
Yeah. Because our baby spends most of her time hiccuping.
Yeah. In life. I know. It's not like a rare thing for babies. They're just mostly hiccuping.
All the time. Oh, we don't have that much time, so we got to do that commercial if you want.
Yeah, I got a commercial. You got the link?
Yeah, sure. Here, let's fire this up.
You know that expensive watch you always wanted? It only cost a fraction of the price to make.
We thought that was crazy, so we made our own watch company.
Oh my God, these bros.
We created unique watch designs, launched online at fair prices, developed new styles, shipped to over 160 countries around the world, and created a community. Now, you don't have to overpay for a nice watch.
Instead, join the movement.
Shop now at MVMT.com.
They have barely more charisma than fucking Patrick Kane. Like, barely more.
Yeah, what was weird about this is it's just one of the many commercials I'm seeing now of, like, copying. Wasn't the Razor one the first one to do this?
Yeah, those were funny. But they did a good job with their commercials.
Yeah, but not just the commercial. I mean, like, just the idea concept. Of, like, there is something that everyone uses that someone's definitely making a lot of money on.
Yeah, instead of buying it at a store, they're going to send you it in a fucking shitty box. That's basically the entire business.
And then we had all the subscription boxes that are still going, and now there's a new wave of everyone, like, you know, there's this thing that you buy that doesn't need to cost that much.
Yeah, I'm tired of constantly buying watches at an actual store.
Yeah.
How many watches anyway?
It has to be, like, two young guys that have done it.
They're two white dudes bought a factory of something.
Yeah, and they have to be in their own commercial all the time because otherwise no one would buy it.
Somehow
they've done some, you know, polling or whatever and found out that that's what works to get people to buy stuff. Is like, oh, it's just two normal guys that just figured this thing out.
They could have found actors to play them. That would have been more compelling.
They had, like, the beds, you know, like Casper and all those.
Yeah.
It's weird. But anyway, this one I was laughing at specifically because, like, correct me if I'm wrong. I do wear a watch.
You do?
Well, I wear a
Fitbit.
Oh,
you wear it. Yeah, that's different.
Not really a watch. My understanding of watches was that they only exist to show off how much money you spent on a watch.
True. 100% true. So, time I went to a couple times I've been to super rich guy stuff. Not because I was rich, but just because someone accidentally invited me or something. And when I worked for the old Catholic Church company back in Stockton, I went to a super rich guy thing, and it was all about you all had your fucking watch, and I didn't wear a watch. So they knew, that's how they knew that I was just a turd, just nothing. But they all had their fucking bullshit watches, and that's all it is. That's all it's for. You don't need to tell the time. They don't even work. They're just painted.
I know. Yeah. I haven't even gotten into that. There's no fucking reason to have a watch.
No.
You have a phone that the phone just tells you what time it is. Perfect. Like, it doesn't.
Dude,
all the stuff about, like, Rolex watches have these fucking crystals.
We should market a product that's just like a band that goes around your wrist, and then the phone just sits like a watch, like just to turn your phone into a watch.
But so I was thinking, like, well, this is not going to work. Like, no one would buy these because. If you are in a group of watch kind of people that like watches and you show up with this piece of shit knockoff made up brand watch, it doesn't even matter if it's made of better materials or anything than like a Rolex. They're still going to be like, that's not a Rolex or whatever other stupid fucking watch brands that people like.
Yeah.
And so it will be stupid looking. Doesn't matter. You can't make it into the brand that Rolex is just because it's cheaper. Yeah. Actually, because it's cheaper is even worse. That's the only thing that matters is how much you paid for it.
Right.
They should have come out with, like, Rolexes and all this. They only cost, you know, $5,000.
Yeah.
We made a $20,000 watch that it doesn't even work. but it's so much more expensive. Yeah. So you,
the
you
insides should, yeah. is just gold. Like there's no where all the gears would be or whatever. That's just money. It's just bills, $100 bills and gold and diamonds.
That's what I think would work. Like, but I love how their other pitch is like that they made a community out of it.
Oh yeah, the watch community.
What is a watch community? What the fuck is there to talk about with a watch? Am I like maybe we just don't get it?
God, I cannot think of something I would care about less than getting hopping on the app and like, but man, I'm gonna talk to some dudes about watches today. Hey guys, yeah, how are your watches? Oh, they're great.
I can't think of what there would be like. Yeah. I bought this new watch that they make or whatever, this version, and it has like three hands instead of two or something. Like what?
Yeah, four.
All hands. The thing does is tell time. What yeah. Could there possibly be to talk about?
Yeah, I want to wear think of just anything? A barometer on my wrist or something. I don't know. I'm trying to think what would be actually useful. Like, yeah. just the temperature.
Well, like I have the Fitbit that shows like your heart rate and if you're going to die soon and. How many stairs you've walked and how many activities you successfully avoided. Yeah. And those are all the things I would, and it tells the time and it has the date on there.
How many friends you've avoided today? I don't know. Watches are useless. I don't get it. I mean, they kind of, there's watches. Some sense in which like if you're wearing a suit or something, I guess it adds, it's a accessory or something. I don't know. But if I was going to do that, I would go back. Why wouldn't we, you know, be true hipster and wear a pocket watch on the vest thing with a little, you know, chains that go down on either side. That's
just a real timepiece.
Yeah, timepiece. Exactly.
It's just like, okay, if this concept works, like, I guess it's been around for 3 years and apparently they're selling them. Then, so when you get to the point where it's like everyone has identified this brand as being cool. And you have a community of people and they're wearing those watches, you're now just Rolex, I guess, but you're cheaper, but you're not making as much money as you could if you did what Rolex does or whatever. Like, what is the,
yeah. I wonder if they're trying like, yeah. What are they doing? Are they just trying to make it so like maybe the pitch is like people will mistake this watch for an actual expensive watch or something.
Yeah. They should just copy the designs without as close as they can without it being. Some sort of infringement. I don't know. That's the bet. If they can get that to work, then we should fucking. There's.
Yeah, we need to.
We're in the wrong business.
Gosh, what product? We got to brainstorm. You know, we've given people so many $1 million ideas, but.
What are we all spending too much money on?
Dude, are you tired of getting your boxes from a thing that sends you boxes? Now we have a box of a box. No, I don't know. I got nothing.
No, I think that's not very good.
No, it's not good. Are you tired? What are you tired by? Are you tired of... No, this already exists too. I was going to say, are you tired of driving 1 minute for your McDonald's? We will send you a box of McDonald's. We bought our own McDonald's factory. And we're tired of the markup on that. I don't know. Also, we got to create a community. I would literally rather be a part of the McDonald's community than a watch community. 100%.
Yeah.
I would talk about like, oh man, have you tried the new whatever thing?
Yeah. Maybe if McDonald's ever had anything new, God, they never have anything new.
Well, they did. They had a couple. Remember they had the fries with the dipping or something, the shaking thing?
That's been gone for years. Yeah. They just, they don't have that anymore here.
Yeah. No, they got rid of it.
Kind of disappointed lately with Taco Bell and McDonald's. They're not doing anything. Like, Taco Bell is probably the best one where it's like they've got a new item. They're usually good.
Yeah.
McDonald's, if they have a new item, it's like, it's probably not going to be very good. But Taco Bell has, like, the stupid chicken sticks again. Those things suck. Yeah. Never order those.
But at the same time, you can only be so disappointed with the two greatest sources of food.
Yeah. I'm not disappointed. Like, I'm not going to keep going there and buying whatever.
Every single day.
Yeah.
Ah, Taco Bell is so fucking good. God.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Nothing beats it.
Well, that's all I got for this week. Tune in next time.
I guess we're right about out of time. We ought to, you know, we need to give our fine patrons a boner. So,
yeah.
We'll see you fine patrons over at patreon.com/shoeshine for a little bonus extra. Stay tuned. For all you other losers, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.